Cut in by Mike Messing for the Hatchets. Second rebound of the night. Over to the right wing. Souls goes inside the lane. Off the glass. Can't get to fall. Rebound brought in by Sin and Cathrell for the Redhawks.
Souls did the right thing. You have to attack the basket when you get an opportunity.
Pound dribble in the corner. Bounce to Fernald at the high post. Dribbles. Passes over to Rijal right wing. He starts his dribbles. 17-footers off the glass. No good. Rebound brought in by Clancy. And Bad Axe is pushing tempo. Souls now slows things down. Wide open for three. Right wing. And this one's no good. Rebound brought in by Shank for Cass City. We're going the other way. Still a two-point ball game, 5-3. Reischauer in the corner, goes along the baseline against Emmerich, kicks it back out to Cathrell, back to Fernald, resets the offense. Fernald.
What I like about Reischauer's game is that he elevates so well.
Into the corner, down to the low post, to Schenk, goes up strong, they can't get that one to fall, gets his own rebound though. Clears out the lane, and the putback is good against Mike Messick. Landon Schenk's first points of the night, and we're back tied at 5 apiece. Second tie of the night. Jensen Emmerich inside the lane. Pulls up now over to Clancy. Goes off on the floater from the left side. That one's in for 2 points. Jack Clancy's first two. And it's now 7-5.
Jack Clancy has an attitude of refuse to lose.
Counterable. Into the corner to Fernald. Trying to feed inside Schenk. They finally do, and the double team's there. And there's the first turnover of the night for the Redhawks. In transition, Cass City's trying to feed it off in... Solansky tries to throw it off of Reischauer's knees. Instead, it goes out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover.
Reischauer screened it off, so that way it would be the Redhawks' ball. Aaron Fernald bringing up the...
Jack Clancy with 5 points for Bad Axe, leading all scores to Reischauer, or the left wing to Rubel.
Sorry, that'd be Bryce Fernald.
Inside the lane, Schenk double team puts it up. This one's short, rebound still loose, and finally brought in by Tulaski. It's 2-on-1. Over to Souls, he can't get the fall, and rebound is brought down by Fernald, and then Tulaski came over top, and this could be a push. It'll result in Tulaski's first personal and first team foul for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Souls, a sophomore, is just going to have to settle down a little bit.
So... 90 feet from the hoop, Cathrell inbounds for the Redhawks as they trail 7-5 to the Bad Axe Hatchets. 3:35 left, and Tulaski steals the pass. Goes up strong from the left side, in off the glass, in for 2-1. Heads up play there from the senior for Bad Axe. Second turnover for the Redhawks.
Now that is a senior making the same play.
Tulaski now with 4 points, trying to make it 5 here, and a 4-point lead tie is the largest of the night. Hayden Horn checks in for Cass City.
Hayden Horn, the defensive specialist.
And the free throw is good. It's now a 5-point lead, 10-5. Bad Axe leading by 5. 3:28 left in the first. Hayden Horn, acting point guard, over to left wing, and Tulaski steals this one again. Wide open, goes up strong, two-hand slam, can't get the fall. And it's rebounded, brought in by Hayden Horn, and we're going the other way, and we have a whistle. It's a 30-second timeout called by Aaron Fernald in the Redhawks. They trail by 5 points, 10-5, 3:16 left in the first quarter.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318 or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Cass City trails 10-5 as they try and feed down the low post, and the pass is errant out of bounds, and that will result in the third team turnover for the Redhawks. They trail by 5.
Clark, you know the difference between a dunk and a layup is? Absolutely nothing. Both worth 2 points.
All right, that's what I thought.
And you got to go ahead and get the 2 points in a game like this.
Ethan Kent to Tulaski, right wing against Reischauer. Bad Axe leading 10-5. Tulaski picks up his dribbling, now is in trouble. Into Ethan Kent in short corner against Horn. Back out to Tulaski. Tulaski starts his dribble at the high post. Spins inside the right side of the lane. Finger roll is off the mark. Rebound, Mike Messing. Reisauer's in there. It looks like it's going to be a foul against Tom Reisauer. That'll be his first. Yeah, City's first as well. Bad axe ball underneath their own hoop. No. I take that back. That's a foul against Bad Axe. Mike Messing's going to be called for that. It's rolling the other way. Mike Messing's first. Bad Axe is second. To left wing to Rubel. Rubel trying to feed inside to Shank. They finally do in between the high and low post. Back to Rubel to right elbow. Into the corner to Reisauer. Spinning against Emmerich. To the other corner. Shank goes down the baseline at the left block. Pump fakes off the glass. Can't get to fall. Rebound Tulaski for Bad Axe. Fifth rebound for the Hatchets tonight. And a five-point lead still, 10-5. 2:10 left in the first. Tulaski to the right wing. Still dribbling. Now to Emmerich against Rubel. Rubel all over him. And Rubel steals it, and it's back in by Emmerich. Inside the lane, nothing there. Off the glass, hits the bound of the iron. Rebound brought in by Reisauer. Reisauer brings the ball up. Man can do everything. Spins inside the lane. Back out to the right elbow. Shank for the jump shot. This one rims in and out. No good. Rebound to Emmerich for Bad Axe. Emmerich brings it up himself inside the lane. The floater off the mark, but he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. This will be Emmerich's first attempt at points tonight. Push goes against number 11. Colin Rubel, his first, and Cassidy's first now. Emmerich has not scored, nor has he attempted a free throw. First one is up, and this one, no good. A couple substitutions coming in for Cass City. Kendall Anthus in number 12. That'd be Alex Perry. Replaces Logan Schenk and Colin Rubel. Emmerich's second free throw. This one's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound Hayden Horn. Eighth rebound for Cass City. 6-4 Bad Axe. Horn dribbling against Ethan Kent. 4-4. Reisauer tries to feed into Cathrell, and it's turnover number 4. In transition, Mike Messing off the glass, in for 2. Those are his first points, and now it's a 7-point lead, largest of the night for the Hatches, 12-5. A minute 13 left in the first quarter. Horn over to the left wing to Perry. Perry to the opposite block to Cathrell off the glass. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Trying to cut down the steps and get off that 5-point mark. Foul goes against number 10. That'd be Jack Clancy for Bad Axe, his first, team's third. Sam Cathrell, the free throw line, shooting 2. 1:05 left in the first. First one, this one short, not much legs at all in that one, and it's no good. Substitution, Jack Clancy sits down, replaced by number 2, Noah Curvin, and Mike Messing sits down as well, replaced by... looks like number 3 is back in there in Souls. Another free throw is good from Sam Cathrell.
So far, this is a pretty unconventional game. I mean, people who usually hit foul shots just can't hit them.
Jensen Emmerich, right wing. Less than a minute to play in the first. In spins in the lane, nothing there. Kicks it back out to Curvin. Curvin dribbles to his left to Ethan Kent. Dives inside the lane. Nearly loses it out to Emmerich. Right wing for the 3. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Alex Perry. 9th rebound for Cass City. 43 seconds left into the corner. Kendall Anthus, he takes the 3. Left footer, left-handed is up, and it's good.
Those are the ones that go in, the ones that are guarded.
It's a 3-point game suddenly, 12-9. Cass City on a 4-0 run just in the past 40 seconds. Souls at the right wing against Horn. 25 seconds left in the first. Emmerich loses the handle on it into Alex Perry's hands. Second turnover for Bad Axe. 18 seconds left. Cass City slows things down, trailing by just 3 points. 12-9. Reisauer has it against Jensen Emmerich. Needs to move. He's got a 5-second count on. Now he does. Right down the side of the lane. Kicks it over to left wing. And that pass had a little bit too much mustard on it. Straight out of bounds in the 5th turnover for the maroon in the gray. 5 seconds left, and it's back to Bad Axe's ball.
Reisauer just checked out.
I like the pass that Reisauer made. Unfortunately, his teammate was not on the same page.
Yeah, that was the right idea.
Souls into the right wing. Clancy for 3 before the buzzer. This one's no good. And we reach the end of the first quarter with a 12-9. Bad Axe leading by 3 points on the WLW Sports Network.
For 125 years, we've taken a large measure of pride in our community support. Nowhere is this more evident than in our spirit shared with our area school sports teams. Hi, this is Brent Wehner from Thumb Bank.